Do you agree to allow me to tape your interview?
Yes.
Do you agree to allow me to write up a transcript of parts of our interview to share with my classmates as a part of the First Callings project at Assumption College?
Yes.
Thank you for giving consent to interview you, record you, and transcribe it to share with others. The first question of our interview is, what did you want to be when you grew up?
At the age of 17 was probably the first time that I realized what I wanted to do, maybe a little bit before, which was be a soldier. So I enlisted in the Army when I graduated from high school and started my career in the Army at age 17.
Rescue One's gonna head down to the shop in about 15 minutes.
How did you get into your line of work?
After I got out of the service, I worked in the prison system for a little while and got involved with civil service, and had some interactions with fire departments coming in and out of the prisons, and just realized that that was more geared to what I wanted to do with my life.
If you could do it all over again, would you change your occupation?
No, I'm very happy what I do. I think I have one of the best jobs in the world. I still love coming to work every day.
If you could have any occupation now, what would it be?
I'm happy right where I am. I can't think of anything else that I would rather be. I think I was meant to do this. I've been here for 23 years. I couldn't imagine doing anything but this.
What life lessons has your work taught you?
That life is very short. Not everything goes as planned at all. You have to adapt to the circumstances and cherish every moment that you're alive, because you never know what's around the next corner, and life is very fragile. So enjoy yourself and be smart and be nice to people.
What is your favorite or most rewarding memory in relation to your job?
I think every time we save a life, and you have a family that gets to stay together and spend more time with each other, that's one of the most rewarding things or gifts that I think I could have ever given to anybody. And I wouldn't have been able to do that without working here for the fire department and the opportunities that come across. I'm fortunate enough to have opportunities to be put in that situation.
Has your life been different than what you've imagined it to be? And if so, how?
Yes. I think in my short 48 years, I didn't expect that I would have gone through so many experiences that I've gone through, whether through the military or through the fire department. I've had a lot of losses in my life, but I've also had a lot of great things that have happened to me. Never thought I would have 3 kids and be sending one to college, but that's happening right now, and it happened much faster than I ever dreamed it could possibly happen.
Do you have any regrets?
No. Regrets, no. Wishes, maybe. Maybe I wished I did different things, maybe changed things, but I have no regrets on anything that I did. Could not be happier with my family. I couldn't be happier with my job. So I think I'm right where I'm supposed to be.
What are you proudest of in your life?
My family, without question, undoubtedly.
How would you like to be remembered?
Good father, good husband, good provider. Someone that just pretty much tried to help people out as best I could. Not a scary person that everyone seems to be afraid of, but as far as I'm concerned, as long as I'm a loving husband and a good father, I did what I'm supposed to be doing.
Are there any words of wisdom you'd like to pass along to someone starting in this line of duty?
Cherish every minute. I've already said it. It goes by so fast. I've been here for 23 years already. I feel like I just walked in the doors 2 years ago. Before you know it, before I knew it, my kids were growing up, leaving the nest, one leaving the house already. My career is about 5 more years and I'll be retiring. And I feel like I just walked in the door. So cherish every minute of it. This is the best job in the world. Don't be a complainer. Complaining doesn't do anything. Be a fixer. Try to help everybody out as best you can.
What occupation did you think I would try to obtain when I was growing up?
You?
Yes, me.
I thought for some reason you'd really be into like athletic sports trainer or something along those lines, just because you were a natural athlete growing up. You were amazingly strong when you were a baby, and the things that we used to do with you, I don't know, they probably put me in jail nowadays. We used to wrestle and you were strong. You were used to amaze people at how strong you were when you were a baby, walking at 7.5 months. And so I don't know, I just thought you would do something with, I always thought maybe you'd be doing something with some sort of a sport, which you ended up turning out to be a fantastic athlete. So
is there a specific job you would want me to obtain now?
No, there is no specific job I want you to attain. I want you to be happy. If you're happy, then your life is complete. Well, you got to find out what makes you happy. You have to find out what's going to keep you going. If you're not happy, you can't make people around you happy. Money has no relevance, so there's no job that is going to make you happy because it pays a lot of money. Just enjoy whatever it is you do. If you're enjoying what you're doing and you love doing it every day, then you're going to be happy and all. You'll find happiness and you'll make people around you happy.
Can you recall a specific moment during your job where you realized this is why you do what you do?
I think that everything that led me to being here, my time in the military, I think just helping people. I've helped people with calls, and I've helped out another firefighter that was in a lot of trouble and had a fire and got him to safety, and everything turned out great. And I remember thinking that how great it was that I was able to be in a position to help him.
All right, that concludes our interview.